The Pentagon claims it has launched its first drone attack against ISIL positions in Syria out of Turkey's Incirlik airbase. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu also announced that U.S.-Turkish joint battles will soon take place against the Takfiri group. Earlier this week, the U.S. said that the first armed drone missions out of Turkey's Incirlik airbase has begun last weekend. But they had been used only for gathering intelligence information from ISIL positions. Last month, Ankara gave formal approval to Washington to use the base for what the U.S. claims to be raids against ISIL terrorists. Many see the agreement as unclear. However, the Turkish government says it is for the benefit of Turkey, for it will help control militants at its borders, as well as forming a so-called safe zone, which will not only keep ISIL away, but also Kurds away from Turkish borders and far from establishing their own state in the future. As well as help what Turkey and U.S. call moderate opposition fighting against the government of Bashar Assad in Syria.
The United States and Turkey have always considered Syria an enemy. Both countries tried to divide Syria, but Turkey found out that this policy is wrong, especially that President Bashar Assad doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Now the new plan is for the Turkish army to divide Kurdish areas.
Over the past 2 weeks, Turkey has been witnessing a rise in deadly attacks against security forces and soldiers, with the government blaming the PKK for the assaults. Some reports say Turkey is seeking to capture several areas on the Syrian soil to facilitate a transfer of terrorists and weaponry to the war-torn country. Many are just waiting to see the result of the U.S.-Turkish cooperation against terrorism. However, Syrian authorities have already said that they consider it a breach of the country's sovereignty if such cooperation leads to airstrikes without a prior coordination with Damascus. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Istanbul.